It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
You are a little bit frazzled. You okay? You need a minute?
Okay. Spilled my vitamin shake all over me.
Not your vitamin shake.
Not my vitamin. I can't survive without having my vitamin shake. And then we've got an event tonight, and I'm like, I can't show up with like almond milk vitamin shake all over me and then have it sit on me in the car all day. So I had to.
Well, at least it's not like the summertime where it's going to bake in the summer heat.
True.
In your car. But still
you don't want that sitting all over yourself and the car all day.
Yeah, I did that several weeks ago where some mornings I'll grab like a little coffee mug of like cereal or granola or something like that.
Yeah.
And I set it on my armrest in the car and promptly like knocked it over.
Sure.
And so
it's a good place for it.
Yeah. So the granola and the milk spilled between the seats. And, you know, I'm like looking at this. It's like in the middle of the night, basically.
Right.
And I'm looking at it and I'm going, I have to deal with this now.
Yeah.
This is something I have to deal with right now.
Well, yeah, I had an ugly Christmas sweater on. And I had a different
outfit. Oh, that's not it?
No, thank you. This was more of a cute Christmas sweater, but I was trying to go the ugly route, and yeah, it didn't work out.
Well, that one's cute.
Thank you. I'm trying to be festive.
What's it say?
To be festive tonight. It says Mary.
Oh, Mary.
With tinsel.
Okay, yeah.
Colored tinsel.
All right.
So, yeah. So that, we'll recover.
Okay.
Yeah.
You need a moment?
I'm good.
You good?
Okay.
How many swear words did you say in your car?
Many.
Yeah?
I got my fill of those in already today.
All right. That's good.
So.
Yeah. Last night we were celebrating my wife's birthday a little bit, and she wanted to see a movie. So we went and saw a movie, and I just promptly fell asleep at the beginning of it. And then,
I'm here with you.
I know. I'd periodically wake up, you know, during it. And then.
Is it good?
Priscilla is the one that she wanted to see. The answer to Elvis. Remember the movie Elvis with Austin Butler?
I had no idea that was a thing.
There was another, from her perspective, movie that was out.
Interesting.
Priscilla. That was at Baxter Avenue. So we went over there and saw that. And like I said, I sat down, the movie got dark, and I was just like...
You didn't actually snore.
I don't
think
so.
Oh, I feel like she would have let you know.
So. I don't think so.
Or anyone around you would have let you know. Were there anybody else?
Yeah. Okay. There were several other people. It wasn't a packed movie theater. That's for sure. But
I haven't heard of the movie. So.
Yeah. So it's just the same story of Elvis, but just from the perspective of Priscilla.
How different was it from the Elvis movie?
Well, the Elvis movie was Baz Luhrmann.
Yeah.
Very, very like almost like a concert, as most Baz Luhrmann sort of films are.
Right.
And there was a lot of music in Elvis.
Sure.
In this movie, since it was from her perspective, you almost got no Elvis music.
Wow.
Because it was all like her perspective. And it kind of showed, I don't know, it showed a little darker side to the story.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
She went through some stuff.
She went through some stuff, and you know, she was 14 when they met. So that was addressed.
Oh.
Yeah, so but from what I saw, seemed good.
First three minutes.
middle 5 minutes, and then maybe at the end at the credits. It was good.
That's great.
You know, it was a good one. So anyway.
So the person playing Priscilla, pretty good?
Yes.
Awesome.
I think.
All right.
I think. All right. So
did we see the 14-year-old Priscilla? You didn't see the adult Priscilla?
Yeah. Well, same actress, but
okay.
But yeah. So all right. So today on the show, Minute to Win It, we'll do that around 8 o'clock with the 12 days of giveaways. This hour still, missed connections to get to. Setting the bar that I feel like hits close to you.
Oh. It's like I could be starring in the story.
Well, it's a super couponer.
Oh, I do like my coupons.
Yeah, yep. So
that little bit helps.
That's still to come this hour, and then a feel good coming up next.
Overachieving kid rolling in to make us feel bad about our lives.
All right, don't like that. Anyways, we'll meet McCray, then we'll hear about this kid next. Quick text from Amy. We were talking about the movie Priscilla, and the fact that I fell asleep at the beginning of it, woke up kind of in the middle, and then at the end, Amy texts in and says, I love you sleeping through the entire movie and then giving it a review.
Sure.
Well, you know, I mean, I told you what I saw.
Exactly. You liked what you
acting
saw.
Acting was fantastic.
Right.
The five
on
minutes
point
of the two-hour movie I saw. So there you go. All right, let's get to this feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So Peter Park. No.
Oh, not Peter, Spider-Man?
No.
Okay.
He doesn't. He does have a superpower, but it isn't slinging webs, catching thieves. He is the youngest attorney in California's history.
What do you mean?
So in a legal history-making moment, he's a Korean-American, currently working at the Tulare County District Attorney's Office as a law clerk, passed the rigorous California bar exam on his first attempt, making him the youngest person to ever pass it at the age of 17.
What were you doing at 17?
Oh, not that. I was doing not that. I think I was playing volleyball.
Okay.
And all the sports in school.
Mm-hmm.
I was not studying a lot. Still cruising by with my A's.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't really work too hard.
School was just easy for you.
School was kind of easy. But again, I wasn't attempting law school. At the age of 13, he started high school and simultaneously enrolled in a four-year Juris Doctor program at Northwestern California University School of Law, utilizing a state bar rule that allows students to apply to law school through the completion of college-level proficiency exams. So kind of a little backdoor loophole way of doing it.
Okay.
But he graduated high school in 2021, focused on law school, graduated this year. He says, and I quote, it was not easy, but it was worth it. It required discipline and strategy to pass the bar.
Sure.
And I made it in the end. I aspire to become a prosecutor because I'm driven by a moral obligation to uphold liberty, equality, and justice in society. I admire how prosecutors keep our community safe and bring closure to victims.
I mean, he sounds just reasons, that's for sure.
He sounds way smarter than us.
And he's not going to be, he's not going to have the distractions of gambling, voting, drinking. What other things do you have to have be over at least 18 for?
Oh, okay, got it.
Buying nudie magazines.
Okay, all right.
All those things. No distractions.
He's a lawyer at 17.
All right. Great.
So, overachieving kids. Good. It's a feel good for him.
Thanks, Kelly.
Kind of a feel bad for the rest of us.
Could you imagine, though, if you are going into your courtroom and your state appointed attorney walks in?
Is Doogie Howser the lawyer?
And a kid walks in.
Do I need another counsel?
I mean,
when he
wins your case, then maybe you're like, all right, I see you, kid.
Yep.
Yeah.
But there's lots of different kinds of attorneys. I don't know if he's going to be a litigating attorney, but that would be interesting.
That would be.
Okay. So we'll tweet it out.
All right.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
I saw this rolling around yesterday, and I thought this was a pretty cool by Luke Combs. You know, we played Fast Car for a long, long time.
Sure.
And country guy. But anyways, there apparently was a person who was getting sued by Luke Combs's, like, his name, because she was hawking stuff that wasn't licensed. You know, like, she was selling Luke Combs merch.
But maybe she made it on her Cricut at home.
That wasn't licensed. All so right. Anyways, so Luke literally gets on his Instagram and kind of addresses it. But here, listen to what he said.
A woman that's being sued by me for $250,000. I spent the last 2 hours trying to make this right.
Yeah, so he said trying to make it right. And then he explains.
Well, I'm sure, yeah, he's not the one that filed the lawsuit, but his company.
Yeah,
guess,
well,
running,
well.
People
but,
running his brand.
But yeah, he explains a little bit deeper.
And so we do have a company that goes after supposedly large corporations making counterfeit t-shirts, things of that nature, running illegal businesses. And she got in trouble apparently for making tumblers, so she told me there's $5,500 locked up in her Amazon account. I'm going to double that, send her $11,000 today.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to make my own Tumblr today. That money is going to go to Nicole and her family. And I invited Nicole and her family out to a show this year so I could give her a hug and say sorry in person.
I mean,
oh,
what
a class act.
What a dude. Like, so he was basically saying, look, I'm looking for the million dollar.
Yeah, the big companies. The big companies
who are trying to cash in on my name. Yeah, exactly. Not the little mom and pops that are, you know, just trying to sell a Tumblr that says Luke Combs on this, at the side of his concert or whatever.
So many people make their own Tumblrs and like sell them on Etsy. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And so when his company, or he found out his company was suing her, and she was like, I can't handle this.
I can't.
Right. Then he kind of was like, you know what? No biggie here. I tell you what, this is what we're going to do. Which I thought, I was like, man.
That is for him to even like find out about it and mm-hmm. then take action in the way that he said, is so fantastic.
He said he woke up and literally just scrolled and saw a news story out of Nashville.
Oh.
And that's how he found out. Wow. And so he reached out to the news station with like, hey, can you give us more information about this? And so that's how he kind of tracked her down and all that stuff. But yeah, I mean,
kudos to him. That's awesome.
Right, exactly. Like, what a different, I guess, outcome than what most maybe major stars would have done. I don't know.
She's an even bigger fan of him now.
Yeah, for sure. TheBenAndKellyShow.com. You know, finding everlasting love is a difficult thing. That's why we scour the internet. We go through page and page and page of people who are just needing that little second extra shot at finding and matching with that person that they met.
It is kind of shocking the amount of time we spend on this in the darkest corners of the interwebs. But we find some good ones and we're bringing them to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections. Ladies first.
Yes.
Sorry I made your friend cry.
Aw.
Yeah. You were the pint-sized guy with brown hair and tiny squirrel-like teeth.
Squirrel-like teeth.
That is quite a description, isn't it?
Don't squirrels have, like, big front teeth?
Buck teeth, a little bit. Okay. Maybe a little, I don't know.
I don't know.
I saw you from across the bar nibbling on a pretzel that you held in both hands.
My gosh.
Just like a squirrel. For some reason, I really wanted to get to know you better and see if you were a nature lover like me.
Aw.
So I made my move. Unfortunately, I didn't notice you had a wingman until I got close to you.
Oh, okay.
So I quickly came up with a clever distraction plan and asked your friend if he wanted to dance.
Okay.
I think he was confused because there was no music on or a dance floor nearby. But I said, perfect, you can go dance with yourself in the bathroom while I get to know your friend here.
What a line. Dang.
What a roller coaster for that guy, right?
Right?
So the friend was probably thinking, oh, well, she likes me, and then, like, shut down immediately.
Why don't you go over there?
Right. Okay. Now, personally, I thought that was pretty smooth for having less than 2 seconds to think about it.
Okay.
But apparently your friend wasn't amused, and he had the audacity to call me the B word and make fun of my skinny jeans, saying only skinny people should be allowed to wear them.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
Excuse me?
Oh, jeez.
I retaliated by telling the bartender that his ID was fake and he should be thrown out.
Okay.
Things got a little weird after that, uh-huh. But I take almost 50% of the responsibility.
Ah, almost half of that is on me.
Exactly.
Okay.
So how about this? Why don't you come back Saturday and don't bring the trash in with you?
Oh, jeez. Shots fired. Listen, I like you. I don't like your friend.
Yeah, and that's not going to bode well for the relationship if already you're on the outs with the friend.
All right, it's
Craigslist missed connections.
This one's man for woman titled, You Gave Me Butterflies, the Tummy Kind.
Is there another kind?
All right. I was hovering over the mesmerizing display of beetles at the recent insect convention when you crawled in.
Wait a second. There are insect conventions?
Apparently.
Oh, they sound magical.
Actually, you were walking.
Oh.
But since we were both at an insect convention, that was my attempt at a joke.
That was funny. It was really funny. You crawled in.
You were so beautiful. Your outfit reminded me of a voluptuous Japanese silk moth.
Can moths be voluptuous?
I don't know even what that looks like.
This one can.
Okay. I wasn't sure. There were a lot of costumes there that day.
Oh.
So you may not know who I was. I was the guy dressed in the praying mantis skin-tight body morphous suit holding a sign that said Insect Pride.
Oh, my God.
Wait, isn't... Aren't praying mantises, aren't the males eaten?
I think so. I think if in the praying mantis world, being a dude is not good.
Probably not.
Yeah.
No, he continues. At one point, I walked by and gave you a note.
Oh.
I'm not sure if you kept it or accidentally threw it away.
Sure.
But in case you didn't read it, it said, I wouldn't mind spending 10 to 28 days molting inside of a cocoon with you.
I'm not going to lie. For this setting, that is perfect. That would work on me. 1,000%. It would work on me.
It was the most romantic thing I could think of in just such short notice.
Oh, knocked it out of the park with that one. Yeah.
I wish I would have asked you out, but I'm far too shy.
Oh, yeah.
But now I feel like a little boy in a field holding a jar of fireflies, just yearning for the warm luminescence of your presence.
Why are you not playing Owl City right now? Right? I feel like we need to be playing that song right now.
If you'd like to get together sometime and touch antennas, I'd be up for that.
This guy... And his insect puns, I'm kind of here for all of it. And right. I kind of need to know where the next insect convention is. I need to go get a butterfly costume. I'm going.
All right. So listen, whether you shot your shot with the squirrel-like teeth guy.
With the bad wingman.
Right. With the wingman. Or you're at the insect convention looking at the voluptuous Japanese silk moth.
Listen, I need pictures from the convention. I need to know. I need to see the costumes. This sounds amazing.
This was
Craigslist Missed Connection.
That was a really good line, though. It was.
99.7 DJX.
Kelly from Crescent Hill, the tummy kind. I'm dying. The insect kinds are so needy.
That is true.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I feel like this setting the bar story on the way is, I don't know, something that Kelly, you, maybe not, at least you would argue.
I would argue? Okay.
Because it is a super couponer.
Oh, yeah, I do. Listen, if I got a 30% off, I am upset if I don't get a chance to use that. Yeah I get it.
All right, this is the segment of the show where we do a setting the bar story, which, Kelly, if you were to describe this to someone who's never heard it, what would you say?
It's kind of a cautionary tale of what not to do. Please don't do that. Hope it doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, I almost feel like this is something maybe you would actually argue.
Okay. Lay out the facts.
I mean, just because you're an expert couponer.
Sure.
And could have gotten the merchandise you stole for cheap doesn't mean you can use a coupon when you're busted.
I was gonna pay for it.
Listen,
and I have a discount.
Listen, here it is. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to use your Kohl's cash on the judge, you're doing okay. Or the Kohl's cash excuse on the judge, I should say.
Okay.
All right, so a couple guys in Colorado, they stole from Kohl's.
Yeah.
You're a big fan of the Kohl's cash?
Sure.
I know.
Keeps you coming back in.
Look, they said that the items they stole should be considered a misdemeanor as opposed to a felony because they stole less than $2,000 worth of merchandise.
And when you factor in the Kohl's cash, it's
that's
even less.
Exactly right.
It's even
that's
less.
Exactly right. That's what they said. This
so
is
let's
the,
factor that in.
So
the
this is the basically the spokesperson for the attorney's office explaining the legal strategy behind it.
The defense argued and tried to convince a jury that these two defendants should not be convicted of felony theft, but rather a misdemeanor charge.
Uh-huh.
We argued that it didn't really matter if the items were on sale or were discounted. Those discounts and sales prices should apply to...
Should apply to who?
Paying customers only, not thieves.
Got it.
So they were like, listen, you can't say that we stole $2,000 worth of stuff because...
When you factor in the Kohl's cash and my reward
points... It was on
points,
sale. I
yes.
got points. It would have been less than that. So
absolutely. You need to factor that in.
Your argument is unjust.
I really like the strategy, though. They're
they tried. You know,
they were probably trying to come, all right, how can we spin this?
They did. They tried. They
were
really
caught red-handed. All right, fine.
They really tried.
How do we explain it away, though?
Well, the jury convicted them of felony theft.
You know what? There had to have been at least one person on the jury, though. It's like, you know what? They're kind of right.
I mean, they kind of make an argument. I mean, they got some good deals.
They did. I mean, work the system, sometimes you can get the sale price, and then if you have Kohl's cash on top of that, I mean, you can save
they were trying to say, but judge, look,
you got to factor
that. With
all
these deep discounts, you can't give me the MSRP on these.
Exactly. It's not the full retail price. That is, look right. at the ad. It's on sale this week, and then I had this much in Kohl's cash.
Exactly. Yeah. So, again, I feel like this is almost an argument that you might take.
Very well be me.
You were in that
if
situation.
I turned to a life of crime.
Yep.
Okay.
So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to use the Kohl's cash excuse on the judge, then you're doing okay.
Next time, just use the Kohl's cash to actually try to buy the stuff.
Yeah, there you go. That's your Teddy the Bar story. So this TikToker by the name of Alex Earl, maybe you follow her, maybe you've heard of her, but she just did a 14-second video, and I'll let you explain, or I'll let her explain her take.
I have an extreme hot take. Recently, I've been opening up soup from the can and just eating it cold. Is that, like, okay to do? Like, I came home from going out last night, and I just opened this up, and I just started eating it. And I think it's really good.
Yeah, so
she's
it's
holding a can of Progresso soup, and she just right. is eating it willy-nilly, not heating it up.
Okay.
I can't.
And the can of soup, it's like maybe a chicken noodle, it looks like, maybe. You can't really tell what it is, but you can kind of see the image on the side of the can. So it kind of looks like maybe it's a chicken and noodle sort
she's
of thing.
Just savagely diving in.
Yeah. Well, and
without
she's got a spoon.
Without any care to heat it up in any way. And I can't.
And this apparently has sparked quite a debate. There have been several, even soup companies chime in. Like
sure.
Campbell's Chunky that just says, Alex, please.
Yes. 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 Like we knew that. Yes, of course. But I think... And I have had this thought and didn't really understand or realize that I had the thought because I don't really think about it a lot. But I thought maybe you had to heat it up. Otherwise, it's could make you sick.
Well, they would have to have they couldn't can something in a steel can or a tin can and have it be raw food inside.
That's
I mean,
true.
You'd have to have it fully cooked. So I don't see any issue with that. I rarely like. Unless I'm at home, I rarely heat anything up.
Really?
Yeah. So I've had cold soup before. If I'll bring maybe a little Tupperware thing of soup that maybe we've had at home, I'll just sit it out on my desk.
And then just go eat it?
Yeah, because then it'll be close to room temperature.
I can't. Like, my brain tells me I can't do that.
What
my
do you
brain
mean
tells
your brain
me.
Tells
my brain
you.
Tells me I can't do that. Like God made microwaves for a reason, so that I can heat up my little food.
Well, yeah,
like,
and we have microwaves here, and so
yes.
You
why
know,
why
not,
have you tried it?
I have
you tried it.
I have used it, and it's
not better in your mind.
Well,
in
sure,
your mouth?
But sometimes it's just convenience where I'm like, all right, I'm hungry. I don't want to take the time.
I don't
want
to walk down there
walk
and hit the buttons
all the way down there. Wait. Maybe even up to a minute.
Oh, wow. Okay, I this is such mind-blowing information for me because I have to eat. So, for instance, a lot of times, you know, my family will make biscuits,
sure,
and the leftovers will kind of go in a little Ziploc bag.
Okay,
sit on the counter.
Yeah,
later, whip one out. I have to zap that, even though it's not cold. It hasn't been in the fridge.
Yeah.
But I'd still
biscuits,
zap it for like 10 seconds
sure,
to make it warm and gooey like it is when it's fresh out of the oven.
I see that argument more than I do soup.
Really?
Yeah. Warm biscuit is better because especially with biscuits, it can be like a little, I don't know, dry if it's not warmed up.
Well, yes.
So,
okay.
So yeah. So, but with soup... Yeah, I mean, I don't see any sort of issue. Progresso even commented on her post and said, no bowl, no problem. See, the canned soup manufacturers are not disapproving of this.
Well, yeah, no. And I get that there are tons of canned food options, canned vegetables and all the kind of things. But I cook all of those, too. I warm them all up. The only thing I don't is probably canned fruit. I'll eat that straight out of the can because it's fruit.
Well, you don't need to warm it up necessarily.
Well, exactly.
Right.
That's the only thing in my mind, though, like canned food item that's acceptable to just eat straight from the can.
Yeah. So
without any sort of preparation.
So this has sparked a huge debate, at least on TikTok, where 3.6, actually, what is it now? Let me refresh. Because it was at 3.6 million views.
Wow.
People are shook. Yeah. People are shook.
I am never going to be one of those people that's going to try cold soup. I'm just not. I can't. I don't even think of like what flavor that would even be. I can't do it.
Megan commented, cold soup is one of my irrational fears.
Yes! I can't.
Another, I cannot get behind this.
Oh, Heather says my little sister prefers cold canned ravioli. What?
Yeah, see, I can see that. I could see that right out of the can. You just eat it like that.
Like,
if that's what you're gonna do,
meat in it, right?
It's cooked.
But that's cold. Cold meat.
Right now,
ravioli.
Right now, I have leftover quesadilla, chicken quesadilla, sitting on my desk.
You're not even gonna just eat it willy nilly without zapping that, are you?
Yeah, 100%.
Really?
Yeah.
The chicken like super tough?
No, I'm gonna let it get to room temperature while we're doing the show. And then, why are you looking at me like this?
I can't comprehend it.
I mean, maybe now I will.
Why not apply heat and just see what that experience is like? Just try it.
Again, maybe I just don't have time.
Maybe
I just don't want to inconvenience myself.
A microwave is real quick on purpose. It's meant for quick cooking. I don't know if you know the qualities of the microwave.
Yeah, see, Chris texted in and said, hey, when I was in the military, I would take canned soup into the field and I wouldn't have a way to heat it up and I'm just fine.
Okay,
see?
Okay, well, that's out of necessity. I choose to think, though, that Chris had a microwave.
Maybe I'm doing it out of solidarity for our troops who can't use a microwave. Maybe that's what
that's
doing.
That's a noble cause.
Thank you.
If you put it that way, I'll accept it.
maybe that's what
but
I'll
if
say.
If you're just being lazy because you don't want to walk down the hall.
I mean, that too.
Do the beep, 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 beep for 10 seconds.
To be fair, it'd be longer than 10
probably
seconds.
Probably 30 seconds. If you're doing a minute, you are full on, like, that's going to be scalding hot.
Yeah, no, and it'll get tough because of the tortilla and all that.
30 seconds is usually pretty, 30 to 40 seconds is a sweet spot for heating up most things.
I love that this is your wheelhouse that you feel most comfortable in.
I feel like I'm the expert.
How to cook in a microwave.
Yes.
And Kelly's like, listen, if it's 33 seconds, that's probably just a little too hot, so maybe back it down to about 30. Perfect.
I feel like it's in a skill set for me.
Meats and soups, yes. This is what you want to do.
If there's a microwave like chef program out there, I feel like I could sail through that pretty
See,
good.
See, like a lot of people are saying, hey, look, the SpaghettiOs and all that stuff straight out of the can.
Oh,
yeah.
See, I feed my daughter SpaghettiOs all the time, but we heat it up.
Yeah, but don't knock the cold, Chef Boyardee stuff.
I have tried that where I have scooped it out with a spoon, the cold SpaghettiOs, put it in the bowl before, and then I have accidentally licked the cold SpaghettiOs off the spoon before I put it in the microwave.
Are you okay? Are you okay? Did you survive?
It was a jarring experience.
Anyways, we've tweeted out the video that you can see that sparked this whole thing at Ben and Kelly Show.
But Jared is rolling in too. A lot of people are like fans of cold Chef Boyardee stuff. Anything Chef Boyardee is good. Don't have to cook it. Wow.
Listen, Sandy, I understand that you have Googled how long can things.
Sandy's doing the research that you're not doing.
Because I admitted that I am leaving cooked meat on my desk.
Yes,
in
and
the
she's
form
rolling
of a quesadilla.
In with the facts from Google, 2 hours is the maximum time perishable food should be at room temperature. 1 hour at temperatures 90 degrees Fahrenheit higher. This includes the time they're on the table during your meal. Just one bacterium doubling every 20 minutes can grow to over 2,097,152 bacteria in 7 hours. bacteria facts.
That doesn't scare me because I have legit. Other people, please, Ben, be safe. Microwave. Bacteria grows after.
Be safe.
Be safe. Look, I am strong like ox.
Right.
Yeah. I have not gotten to where I am
by
microwaving random pieces of meat.
All sorts of whatever things.
Microorganisms?
Yeah, microorganism is floating around in your body right now. Just wait to be activated to just take you down.
People rolling in with their stats. I'm a nurse. I should know. This is blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Okay. All
See?
Right. Anyways. We've exhausted this.
Ken agrees with me. We're civilized.
That's
fine.
The
only civilized way to live your life is heating things up.
That's fine. Again, maybe I'm just doing it out of solidarity for the troops.
You just got that idea thanks to Chris, but okay.
Chris, I'm doing it for you, buddy.
If that's going to be now your new mentality, I support it. But
all right.
It just came out of sheer laziness before.
Okay. I'll accept that too. All right. It's 99.7 DJX. All right, we get these messages from time to time here at Ben and Kelly Show, and we got this from Jordan, and it's kind of a little Ben and Kelly court, if you will, maybe a little am I a jerk, all rolled into one.
Yeah, we got to help them figure it out. Hey, Ben and Kelly, need you guys to settle who's right in this situation.
Mm.
We're in our mid-30s, childless. My brother just started dating a woman who came with two kids, one of which is an 11-year-old girl who's extremely defiant and constantly doing things just to get a reaction.
Okay.
The problem is her mom is in denial, basically lets her get away with it. We were all together at a cabin last weekend, and this little terror refused to go play with the other kids, instead choosing to constantly interrupt us adults as we were trying to have a morning coffee.
Okay.
At one point, she kept swatting my wife with a fly swatter, saying there were flies on her, and there were not.
Mm.
Finally, after knocking over my wife's fresh coffee for the third time and hitting my wife in the forehead with the fly swatter, my wife accidentally, on purpose, drenched the kid in her freshly made iced coffee.
Okay.
Of course, my brother and his girlfriend freak out and leave. And some of the other adults think my wife went too far, ruined the family weekend. I told my brother his girlfriend needs to parent her kids, and my wife had every right to react. Are my wife and I the jerks for how we handled it?
Oh, gosh. I will say that would be very annoying if the kid is swatting, and
yes.
There are flies. No, there are not flies. And then the parents just don't seem to be doing anything.
Yeah, I can't believe that mom didn't step in when she saw her kid hitting someone in the head with a fly swatter. An adult.
Yeah.
Now, whether her reaction was justified or
not. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, are you really tossing coffee on a kid? Is that the mature thing to be doing?
It's not the mature thing to do, but I would 1,000% have addressed the mother, like, can you handle this?
Okay.
Like, that's what you should do. You should go and confront the mom. Say, listen, I need you to step in.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is out of control behavior.
Tia messages on Facebook, I like your wife.
Okay.
Okay, so she's down with it.
All right. She's like, all right.
She's down with it.
Uh-huh.
All right. It's Ben and Kelly Court. Let's go ahead and figure out where we land on this for them. Jordan, is he justified in defending his wife and her actions in this case? Plus, we would like to hear your story of maybe you had something similar happen to you. Maybe not necessarily you involving throwing iced coffee on a kid.
Yeah.
But how you have handled it when maybe a friend or relative's kid is bothering you and is
kind of misbehaving, and the
misbehaving
parent is not
exactly
in.
Exactly how you do that could probably help this. All right, 502-795-1997, that's our number. So Jordan and his wife, childless, found themselves in a bad situation on a family trip, their niece being unruly, and his wife reacted in a way, quote, spilled her iced coffee on her.
Accidentally, on purpose.
Yeah, right. Kind of dividing the family. So how should the situation have been handled? That's kind of Ben and Kelly Court, am I a jerk, if you will, here on 99.7 DJX. Jim, the school bus driver, says, look, after the third time knocking the coffee off, the kid is lucky it wasn't hot coffee. Coffee is gold.
Oh, yes. Don't mess with the coffee.
Right. Katie, what is your thought on this? And you have experience with this, right?
So I have gotten on other kids, like in my family.
Uh-huh.
My cousins are substantially younger than me.
Yeah.
And my uncle has a habit of just not reprimanding them.
Mm.
So if we're at like a family function and they're doing something that they're not supposed to, and I have kids that are their same age, so I'm not reprimanding them for something that I wouldn't reprimand my own children for. But if they're doing something absolutely insane toward an adult, especially if it's toward their grandparents, oh, I've first and middle named them and got on them all the time. So I think it's okay.
Does the family get mad if you do that, though?
No.
Maybe they just need a little tough love.
Oh, for sure. And like that kid that was hitting her in the head with a fly swatter,
yeah.
That kid would no longer have the fly swatter if it was me. I wouldn't even go to the other parent.
Yes, I would have grabbed that too. Like, grab the fly swatter.
It had been ripped out of his hand.
Yes, and then have a conversation with mom like, hey, if you could step in, that'd be great.
Exactly.
All right, thank you, Katie.
Yeah, Heather says, good thing she didn't grab the fly swatter and hit the kid back with it, LOL. Kind of feel like she deserved that too.
Yeah. Jody says, look, I'm a middle school teacher and teach 11-year-olds, and an 11-year-old knows better. I've dealt with something similar over Thanksgiving, did not address any of the behaviors that were happening with the new additions. It all came out afterwards, and we are bad and had the same reaction. To be honest, I probably would have done the same thing, too. Or they had about the same reaction that Jordan and his wife had. So
Lindsay says, mom isn't parenting, but imagine how hard it is for the child to be in a cabin with strangers. The wife is immature. Don't stoop to the child's level. She's no better than the 11-year-old.
Sassy Matt texts in and says, blank them kids. If you know, you know.
Okay. All right.
Blank them kids.
Ashley says, I think asking the mom to handle it would have resulted in the same end. The parent would have been complaining of you overstepping. Parents that don't want a parent are going to overreact to any adult correcting their kids.
Yeah, that's an awkward situation that a lot of us have been in, where it's like, hey, is someone going to say something to this kid? And you know, what the heck?
Yeah.
Right.
But I think next time in that situation, I think you first try to address it with the mom first. Would you mind stepping in? I'm kind of getting hit with a fly swatter and she spilled her coffee 3 times. So maybe find something else for her to do. That'd be great.
Yeah.
And I think most reasonable people would be like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Right.
And would step in.
All right.
I don't know, a lot of other moms would be like, sorry. Sucks to suck. You can't take it?
Yeah, you can't take a little fly swatter? Come on now. Come on now.
But yeah, I think if you're ever in that situation, you got to go to the parent and just say, hey, I'm not sure if you're aware, but this is what's happening.
Well, hey, good luck with that. I know it's a stinky situation to be in, and especially when the family seems to have turned on you and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good luck. Keep us posted on that. So we're going to play a fun little game called Minute to Win It. Let's introduce you to Christy, shall we? Hi, Christy.
Hello.
Christy's calling us from Jeffersonville, has brown hair, drives a Nissan, is a debt collector. So if you see Christy coming your way, hey.
Wow, they see me rolling, they hating.
And Christy is engaged, so.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Do we have a date?
No.
That's all right. We'll get around to it. It'll be great.
How long have you been seeing this person before the question was popped?
So we were seeing each other a year, and now we've been together 4 years.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Okay, all right. We'll get there.
we'll get there.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Listen, we don't have time to dissect this. It's not that segment. It's not that segment for that.
How did he propose?
He actually had the kids do it.
Oh, okay, well, that's sweet.
Yeah, that's sweet. He's like, she's not going to say no to the kids. Make them cry.
You know what? That's a great point, Kelly. Hey,
thank you. It's like, if you want a surefire strategy,
I was going to
send kids in to do it. He's not going to say no to that.
Right, Christy, even if you wanted to say no, you're not going to say it in front of the kids.
No, you're not.
I wasn't going to say no.
Oh, okay, all right. There you go. All right. It's all good.
See? That date will come and everything will be fine.
Okay.
Everything's good.
All right. We're nearly 2 minutes in. We need to get to the game.
I just like learning about Christy.
I know you
I
do.
I had several questions about her being a debt collector and how you fall into that sort of line of work.
I have questions too, yes.
And has anybody, have you had to like chase after someone who jumped out a window in the back, you know, and stuff like that?
I don't do face-to-face.
Okay, it's just phone calls. Phone calls, letters.
All right, all right, all right. That's fun. That's all right.
Letters, phone calls, all
got it.
That's good. All right, so Kelly is going to explain how Minute to Win It works.
Yeah, so you're going to get 10 rapid-fire questions, okay? Yeah. So if you can't come up with the answer instantaneously, I would suggest you pass. We can come back around to it if we have time at the end.
All right. You ready?
Sure.
Are you nervous?
Sure.
A little.
Ah, yes.
You can do this.
You know what?
Got it.
Yeah, all right, here we go. All right, your time will start when I finish asking the first question. Here we go. In the 12 days of Christmas, how many pipers are there?
Oh, gosh. The game begins in 3, 2, 1. Just toss a number out there.
Or say pass.
5? I don't know.
No. Okay. Yeah. Sour and Guts are the two albums of what pop star? Sour and Guts.
That's the Olivia girl. What's her?
Sure, yep, I'll accept it. What did Frosty the Snowman have for a nose?
Button?
Yeah. Heat Waves is a song by whom?
Pass.
All right, what does PDA stand for?
Public Display of Affection?
Yeah!
Harry Styles was once a member of what boy band?
Pass.
Name the movie. We elves try to stick to the four main food groups. Candy, candy canes, candy corn, and syrup. And Taylor Swift's song, Cruel Summer or Cruel Winter?
Summer.
Yes.
Give that to her. Yeah.
All right. Well, we only got to 8 of the questions.
That's okay.
You're
How many did we miss?
Well, the 12 days of Christmas, how many pipers?
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Is it 12?
Piper's
piping. 11. Oh, 11 Piper's piping.
Kelly, the answer's written right on the paper.
I'm not looking at that. I'm trying to play along.
Okay.
Authentically.
Yes, that Olivia girl is Olivia Rodrigo.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Heat Waves is a song by...
Glass Animals.
Heat waves are freaking me out.
Oh, wow.
You know that song?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we only played it like 8 billion times.
Sure, but we don't necessarily, we didn't say their name.
Harry Styles was a member of what boy band?
One,
yeah, I don't know that one.
One Direction?
Yeah.
Never heard of One Direction.
Man. Okay, so you got that wrong. You got that wrong.
I got it.
All right, so you only got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct. So you're batting...
50%.
50%.
Awesome.
Hey, it's
a little bit better when you consider we didn't even.
Did you say awesome?
But, yes, I think I am. I'm the cheerleader for the show. I'm really. Okay. It's great. You didn't get 0.
That
right?
is
right.
Sure. That's,
thank you.
There.
That's a positive
there's
spin.
There's a positive spin.
You got
on
better
that.
Than 0, right?
All right. So hey, Christy, congrats. We're gonna hook you up $100 and a nice Bluetooth speaker for you. Okay.
All right.
Oh, yay. She's getting married someday. It's going to be great.
And I am copying down your phone number just in case I get a call. How awkward would that be, Christy, if you had to call either Kelly or myself to do your job?
Pay your bills and she won't be calling you.
Well, I'm just saying how awkward would it be?
If you owe Citibank... Yeah, Mike.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right.
Be like, Ben. Hey, it's Christy.
I know this is
kind of awkward, but you kind of owe us some money.
pay your Citibank card.
All right.
Okay.
All right, that's cool. All right, Christy, thank you so much for playing and for being a part of the show. I'm gonna put you on hold another quick sec, okay?
Uh huh.
Okay, cool.
Oh, that's awesome. What? But he wasn't. Wasn't that hard?
How
being in the hot seat?
How awkward would it be if Christy, one of our listeners,
are you worried about it? You're worried.
No,
about
I'm
it.
Not worried
you're
about
not
it.
Worried about it. You sound like you're worried about it.
No, I don't owe Citibank any money, so okay. I think I'm good.
All right.
I think I'm good.
You
but if
owe
it was for something,
Hey, I'm going to come collect sometime.
Work on a payment plan.
Listen, someday you'll do something for me, okay?
I got some koozies I can send
koozies.
Your way.
All right, there you go. That's Minute to Win It.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Amber texts in and says, good morning, Ben and Kelly. Throwing it out there. Can we please do another TBT adjacent? That was so fun last week.
Oh, the Timu, yeah. So Timu TBT, where you kind of got a little bit like what you wanted, but not really.
Yeah, here's the thing with that, Amber.
Uh-huh.
We can't predict what happens.
It's just going to, it just manifests itself?
It naturally happens.
Okay.
And if you've never heard this segment before, buckle up, because this is where we just take it and we play your requests.
Well, it really all depends on if Ben gets his feelings hurt. Ben gets mad. It's really your temperament that drives the train. It is.
I'm feeling fine.
Oh, you're feeling
everything
fine?
Everything is. I'm even keeled right now.
Okay, so, all right.
We're good. Like
business as usual.
We're good.
Until somebody insults Ben.
Anyways, we throw it back songs you haven't heard in a while.
Neurologist Tawana Andrew.
99.7 DJX plays all the hits. But on Thursday mornings, we take you on an audio journey through time. Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday, presented by Drake's. Come play. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, we'll do Brad first. Congrats. He says, let's try this again. How about Peaches and Cream by 112? What do you mean, try this again?
Well, didn't necessarily get his request last time.
It was
an adjacent request.
Oh, was
it? It was an adjacent request, which wasn't anywhere near this one.
All right. Throwback Thursday is... It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. No, we don't play the entire song. We only play the tip of it.
Yeah, Stephanie says, can we get something about heads, shoulders, knees, and toes since Ben had everyone measuring earlobes to nipples yesterday?
Okay, so you're going to have to explain that a little bit for someone who may not have heard.
It's a stupid fact of the day. You told us that your earlobe, like distance
lines up.
Between them, lines up with your nipples. And
yeah,
everybody
try
was trying it, and it's true.
Try it.
It's true. I'm not trying it
try
again.
It.
It's not trying it again. What's the matter with you?
All right.
So is this an adjacent request to that?
No,
this
is
shoulders, knees, and toes.
It's dirt off your shoulder.
Oh, okay.
All right, Mr. Knowles.
I like that.
AKA Jay-Z. Mr. Knowles there. Jay-Z, 99.7 DJX.
Okay. So, Amber is saying, all right, so exciting. Lance says that he's hoping to be able to give us something with the new year. Either way, I'm requesting NSYNC because Joey just told us that in a new interview, the guys are working through a tour and new music ideas. And that's been NSYNC's NSYNC update. You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you, Amber.
She's a resident NSYNC reporter, and I love that about her.
All right, there you go. NSYNC. Oh, yeah.
Oh, the sweet, sweet boys.
Those sweet boys.
New animated video for this drop, too. Yes.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Text 502-795-1997.
Jen is in a place of honor. First one in the car rider line.
Oh.
Needs a little Gwen Stefani.
Ah.
Holler back boy.
Holler back boy?
Holler back boy.
Close.
Could be girl.
All right, Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Listen, Swiftie Kim, I have to put her in her place. Listen,
what?
We play Taylor Swift every 30 seconds on this radio station. We're not going to play her in TBT, even though it's her birthday.
Oh.
I love you, Swiftie Kim, but we play her every 30 seconds. Every 30 seconds, we play Taylor Swift on this radio station right now. We need a break.
Throwback Thursday. Good one there. Gym Class Heroes on 99.7 EJX.
Katie, since I was too late last week, how about some Vertical Horizon?
Too late last week? You know what? Listen, we do this every single week at the exact same time.
Well, maybe she rolled in at like 9 o'clock.
I'm just saying, we do this at the exact same time.
Don't tell me the song doesn't slap.
Every single week.
It slaps. It slaps.
Somewhere there's speaking. Ooh.
It's already coming. Come on now. Listen, I saw them in concert. They were awesome. Stop it. Stop the look. Wipe your face off.
All right.
Let it hit the
beat drop. I'll give it a few more seconds. All right, Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Got a message from Hadley. Said, hey, Hadley, can you play Call Me Maybe? Man, you remember this? All right, see, this is good. All right, Throwback Thursday.
Super pregnant when she was in studio with us.
Yes.
Super mega pregnant.
Yes, do you remember what kid?
Don't remember what kid.
All right. Anyways, Carly Rae. What a banger. All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard, played back to back to back to back to back to back.
Sophia needs to hear Waka Flocka Flame. Waka
Flocka. Easy.
Waka Flocka Flame.
What did you...
Waka Flocka Flame.
Do you remember Bar Louisville?
Oh, yes,
Bar Louisville getting up on the bar. Look.
Feeling single and sexy.
There is still room on this bar for more people.
Waka Flocka Flame.
Do you just like saying that? All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Oh, I will say the hook slaps.
Yeah, it does.
All right, Kirsten says goodies.
Sierra.
All right, hey, you know
that's
what?
That's it. Look, all you need.
If we're in this lane, let's roll.
Yeah. All right. That's the way I got it.
All right, good one there. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Jessica rolls in via text at 502-795-1997, says, Cherry Chapstick, question mark, or whatever that song is called, LOL.
You mean Katy Perry, I kissed
I kissed
a girl
and I liked it. I don't know. All right, here we go. By the way, Katy Perry, Dolce & Gabbana, they're partnering up together. She looks pretty good in her new ad campaign, yeah, for sure.
All right.
It's 99.7 DJX and get to...
Samantha.
Yeah, there it is.
She needs some Froggy Fresh Christmas Blast! Come on!
Where is it?
Where is it?
Where is it?
Hit the button.
Okay, hang on a second. One moment. I'm trying to play it.
Is it not playing?
No, it's not.
Do you want me to wrap it?
Oh, no, here it is. Oh. Sorry. I just had to find it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to find it.
And Money Maker Mac.
Yeah, that's right. It's a Christmas song.
Christmas song.
All right. Throwback Thursday.
Check it out.
First thing on my list, go figure. It's a brand new John Cena action figure. Second thing on my list, guess what? It's a really cute girl with a really cute butt. Mike said, Krispy Kreme, hold up. Mom said, you're not allowed to touch a girl's butt until you're grown up. That's right, I forgot about that rule. Not allowed to touch butts until you graduate from school. But that's alright, cause third on my list is a brand new John Cena watch for my wrist. Now we're moving on to item number four. It's a brand new John Cena poster for my door. And check it out, y'all. Item number five is a brand new John Cena car that I can drive. Well, I can't really drive it cause it's too small. But I could if I was maybe like this tall. Christmas, Christmas, come check out my wish list. Have I been a good boy? That's none of your business. I just want some good toys. Can I get a witness? Got all of my homies yelling Christmas, 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 Christmas. Come check out my wish list. Have I been a good boy? That's none of your business. I just want some good toys. Can I get a witness? Got all of my homies yelling Christmas.
Oh, that's good. Throwback Thursday, 99.7. 97.7 DJX. Shane is like, hey, can we do a little Missy Elliott? Yes.
Yes, we can. We're going to flip it, and we're going to reverse it, and we're going to turn it around.
Put that thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
All the things. We're flipping it and reversing it and turning it around.
All right, there you are. Throwback Thursday here. 99.7. All right, Throwback Thursday. On 99.7 DJX. Anthony rolls in, hey, want some Avril Lavigne for TBT. Now, I know that she has some pretty up-tempo ones, like Skater Boy and Girlfriend or something like that, but I think we got to do the original. The OG. Even though it's kind of mid-tempo, once it hits the hook, though, everyone, you know it. You can't resist singing along.
We're angsty now.
Are we? Wait.
Yeah, we're a little angsty.
Well, Avril is an angsty person. She's an angsty Canadian.
We're angsty.
I get it.
We're upset at our boyfriend at the skater park.
But you know what we're going to have to follow this with, right? Yeah, this is Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. You can't have Avril Lavigne without... Kelly from Crescent Hill checks in and says, Ben Nickelback online too! That's right. The Great White North!
They were waiting patiently on hold.
They were waiting on hold!
For the big moment!
They were like, listen, you can't have Avril without us!
What is it? The girls come easy and the f***s come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny because we just won't eat it. Well, I literally just made the connection.
Are you going to admit?
I just made the connection.
Why we played Nickelback after Avril Lavigne?
So mean, really. Because Avril Lavigne was once married to Chad Kroeger.
And they're both Canadian.
Oh, they're both Canadian. Oh, yeah.
I mean, how do you follow Nickelback, the greatest rock band in the world? Alex's request. What you gonna do
with all that junk? This is the only appropriate thing.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Listen, Jessica's got a very special request. She says, I'm going to get real sad for a minute. It's the third Christmas without my mom. Mm. She's a huge Christmas fanatic. So can you please play Forever by Chris Brown from my mama, Melissa?
Oh,
we got
yes.
You, Jessica.
Yes. Of course.
We're sending you radio hugs. We love you.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
I love wieners. Why did you ruin it with that? Why did you ruin it with that?
Throwback Thursday. DJX, fine. We're going to give you just a little taste of a song that you already know.
Oh, am it. I love wieners.
All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. It's just so quickly, it just comes to an end.
We ruined
abruptly
that song for everybody.
Derek texts in and says, hitting the I Love Wieners drop while I'm in the middle of a workout set is a quick way to get me hurt, but so worth it. Look, Derek, be careful, all right? Be careful.
That's the remix.
Be careful.
All I want for Christmas is wieners.
Really? All I want for Christmas is wieners.
OMG.
All right, appreciate all of the calls, text, as many as we can here every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9. We throw it back.
As a freight train.
With songs you haven't heard in a while. It is called Throwback Thursday, brought to you by Drinks. All right, we try to do feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So this one's kind of amazing, and I'm not sure if the person who made the donation knew what they had.
Oh.
Or maybe they did, and they're really generous, but an Oregon shelter is now auctioning off a very rare find. Somebody left a pair of gold Air Jordan 3 sneakers in the bottom of a donation bin. Turns out they're worth $10,000.
The shoes are such a perfect symbol for what we do at the work, pulling them out of where they may have been overlooked or unserved and really helping them get back on their feet.
Well, wow.
Yeah. I mean, the symbolism that they have connected to it is pretty great. Designer Tinker Hatfield actually showed up to confirm, yes, these are authentic. And turns out the sneakers were commissioned by Spike Lee to wear in 2019.
Oh, so they're very specific.
Yes.
So you think they're so expensive because only like one was made?
Yeah, maybe. Like Spike Lee said, hey, make me these.
Oh.
So I guess they're Spike Lee shoes. Whether Spike Lee was the one that donated them or they somehow got in someone else's hands.
Are they creased, though?
Don't know.
That would be very important.
Either way, they're auctioning them off. 100% of the sale is going to benefit the Portland Rescue Mission.
Wow. Well, kudos to them for recognizing what they had.
Yes, absolutely. And then turning this into what could be extremely helpful for their mission. You can see the story, WDJX.com.
99.70 JX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Okay, this is a setting the bar story.
Examples of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, we have all done things that we probably shouldn't have when running late for something, right?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. You probably speed a little bit.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah, well, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing your own Uber so you can go faster, you're doing okay.
So wait, you actually ordered the Uber and then you kindly asked the driver to step out? And you drive it yourself?
Well, take out the word kindly.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
Forcefully? I'm taking over.
27-year-old in Austin ordered an Uber, had to go to the airport, and realized she was running late, asked the Uber driver, step on it. The Uber driver's like, I'm going to obey.
To follow the traffic laws.
Exactly. So she grabbed the Uber driver's phone, chucked it out the window.
Oh.
So when...
He's going to have to go chase that.
Yes. So when he does, she gets in the driver's seat.
And takes off.
Yep.
OMG.
Driver was like, well, I've got my phone, so I'm going to
call authorities.
No, exactly. Now,
did
listen,
she not think that through? Like, hey, the Uber driver's going to be a little upset, probably report me. They have my name because I ordered the Uber.
She couldn't have been running that late because apparently she still managed to stop at the store inside the airport and bought more than $120 worth of stuff with the driver's credit card, which, you know, when he left the Uber, apparently...
What?
Apparently he had his, you know, like some people drive with their, like not sitting on their wallet and they put it in their car. Well, that's what he did. So his wallet was in the car.
She helped herself to his wallet on top of stealing his car.
Well, they found the car abandoned in front of the Southwest Terminal.
Oh, well, I'm not going to bother paying for parking.
So she's facing charges now.
OMG. Yeah. Like what? Thought process.
I'm sure we're all asking
goes
that.
Goes through
right?
her
right,
mind
exactly.
to justify all of that.
Look,
she thought it was just going to be fine.
Yeah. I mean,
I'll get to my destination.
We have all run late for something, you know?
But that's a spectacular little spontaneous crime spree.
Yeah, that is a level of OMG that not many of us will achieve.
Like, if she thought being late was going to ruin her day.
I know. You're not. Hey, guess what, honey? You're not making your flight now. This is what I think she probably thought. Hey, I'm going to get on the airplane. I'm going to be gone.
And they won't catch me.
Yeah.
And then I can forget about it.
Yeah, don't forget about it. They'll be like, she's gone. She's fine. It's a getaway.
And, you know, it's going to probably be a long flight. So let's get some magazines and snacks. Gift shops.
So there you go.
Get on the fly.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing your own Uber so that you can, quote, go faster, you're doing okay.
What an idiot.
That's your setting the bar story.
I can't. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes you can't fix that kind of stupid.
I know. You can't. All right, it's 99.70 JX.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we're right in the thick of the holidays, right? And not everything is awesome unless, you know, you're a kid.
Because, then everything is awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you don't have school and everything is awesome. So BuzzFeed did a huge, huge survey about things that could be overrated and asking people if they're overrated. So I'm going to toss a few out to you and you let me know if you think overrated or not.
Okay.
Secret Santa.
Mm.
Overrated.
kind of overrated. I get anxiety over it.
Do
I do. Like when I'm asked to be in an exchange or something, I'm like, oh God, I've got to find like a perfectly either straight funny gift or it's got to
be
really good gift.
Right.
Like, which way are you going to play it? Are you going to play it funny or are you going to try to get a good gift?
Okay. What about snow?
Hate it.
So
completely
overrated.
I grew up in northern Indiana. Okay, they had a lot of snow there. I grew up with much snow.
Yeah.
I don't need any more snow. I had a lifetime full of snow. I need no more.
I like the amount of snow we get here because we don't get as much as, say, like Chicago, Detroit.
Sure.
Those northern cities.
The lake effect snow.
Right, but we get some snow. Whereas some of, you know, the other southern cities like Nashville, Atlanta, they don't ever get it.
If it's conveniently timed, like around Christmas.
Yeah.
And it's acceptable in my mind. Outside of that, nope, don't need it.
Overrated or not, all presents must be opened on Christmas Day.
Well, no. I mean, I kind of like it when you have to have several family Christmases and you get to kind of spread out the gift giving over a couple of days. That's kind of fun.
We have several times, you know, when we travel especially, we will open up our gifts. We're not going to travel with gifts for us.
Yeah.
So we'll open up our gifts for one another before we travel.
Right.
So if that's 2 days before Christmas, then that's what we'll do.
Yes. I think it's great when you can, you know that you've got a couple of other family gatherings and there's going to be gifts.
Yeah.
Outside of Christmas Day, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, for sure.
It's fun for the kids.
All right, so overrated or not, Christmas movies.
Oh, no. Completely. That is a staple of the season.
Yeah, I was going to say,
that's a staple of the season.
I am all about that.
I am all about binging. There are certain ones on the list that always get watched.
Yes.
Every single year without fail. And there are even like certain days. So like Christmas Eve, my husband has to watch It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, yeah.
He watched it with his mom.
Yeah, of course.
Up.
Of course.
Sentimental.
Yes.
Yes. And we also watch, earlier in the night, we watch Polar Express.
Oh.
See, so those are our two Christmas Eve
I was gonna say
offerings.
Polar Express, whenever it's on, even if it's July,
I
have to watch it.
If you believe, you receive.
Is that what they say there?
Well, that's what we say. You must believe. That was what his ticket said. Spoiler alert.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry.
All right.
Isn't there a new prequel? I think there, maybe Netflix.
Really?
Yeah. Might have to dive into that. Yeah, no, Christmas movies is a must for the Christmas season. If you take away my Christmas movies, I'm not celebrating.
Yeah, so not overrated at all.
No.
Yeah, those are good. What about hosting Christmas parties, overrated or not?
Oh, well, we have fun. We have fun with that.
Okay, not overrated. Yeah,
no,
see, I rarely ever host Christmas parties. I always go.
We do.
I don't have a big enough house to like have a ton of people.
Yeah.
So it's like we always just go.
It's kind of like the one time of year we know we're going to get to see a lot of people from the different facets of our life that we maybe don't get a chance to see during the year.
Overrated or not, Christmas family photos.
Oh, yeah, we don't really do that. I don't know if we've ever really. There was maybe when the kids were younger, we did a couple of like Christmas photo sessions. They turned out great.
Yeah.
But we haven't made it a priority to get it done every year.
I don't think that's overrated. I like seeing photos of people.
Sure. And they get like, a lot of people get like really special pictures made for Christmas cards.
Yeah.
Like that's beautiful.
Yeah. So I think that's good.
We don't have that kind of time.
Christmas shopping done by Black Friday. Overrated.
Oh.
I don't know anybody.
Like you're done by Black Friday?
I don't know anybody who does
that. Who is that on it in their life?
I don't know anybody who does that.
No. At that point, I'm not even going to promise I'm buying gifts on Black Friday. I'm taking advantage of those sales for myself.
For myself. One for you, one for me.
I don't know if I'm in gift-giving mode just yet.
That is one of the things that I have the hardest time with whenever I go shopping.
Yes.
And specifically, most recently, it was for my wife. Her birthday was yesterday.
Yeah, and there's a lot of great deals.
And I was walking around going, but then in my mind, I'm like, well, I mean, Christmas is literally around the corner. What if I just got this and wrapped it up and said,
you got me something, honey.
But I'm like, I don't, what if someone else wanted to get it for me? And then I run into that and I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'll take advantage of if I don't get it for Christmas from someone, then I will go maybe treat myself.
Oh, With maybe Christmas gift cards you might
after,
get?
After the holiday.
Okay.
I'll just treat myself.
Do you give, like, the people in your life ideas for gifts for you?
You know
what?
Do you
give them a list of things that you need or want?
Normally, I don't.
Okay, well then, that fear should be erased. Because if you come across something, you have not told anybody you want that or need it.
You know what? That's a great point.
Yes, just buy it.
Nobody's going to know that I want this little, like, puffer vest.
Take advantage of the sale.
I just need to go get it myself.
Save the money, rock the look.
And say, you know what, Ben, you deserve this.
Yes.
You walked around, you looked, you...
And then if they ask you, like, hey, do you need anything for... Well, I just bought a couple things.
You participated in capitalism and you did your thing.
Exactly.
So. All right. Anyways, we'll tweet out the article if you want to see it, at Ben and Kelly Show, overrated or not. Ben and Kelly, good morning, 99.7 DJX. You ever miss anything from the show? Easy place to catch up. You can check out the entire show if you want, commercial free, WDJX.com, click listen. Or if you're just wanting to fish for a segment that we may have done, we have those all broken out as well. You can
have the whole buffet or snackable bites.
Yep, you can check out the website and WDJX.com. Or, I mean, you can subscribe on YouTube or, Google Podcasts, up there. As well.
Lots of ways to get your Ben and Kelly.
Yeah, or wherever you may want to get your Ben and Kelly. It's up there and available to you at WDJX.com. All right. What else coming up? How is your shirt in your car? Because you started the show in a bit of a frenzy.
It was a frenzy. It was a spilled vitamin shake frenzy.
And then
I had to change outfits.
Yeah, and then you
I
were
clean up the car seats.
Feeling some sort of way towards your vitamin milkshake, and you were like, I'm not going
to... I've made peace with it now, because
okay,
I'm hungry.
Yeah, right.
So I need for it to do its job.
It's about time.
Nourish me.
It's about time for me, speaking of nourishment,
to have
some of the chicken quesadilla that's been sitting on my desk.
Your room temperature chicken quesadilla that you are not going to heat up.
For the past,
I don't know.
3 hours, 4 hours?
I need you to not be around me when you eat that if you're not heating it up, so I can't do it. I cannot do it.
You need
to heat your meat.
Wait. What did you say? I'm sorry. I didn't catch that.
I know. You're not pressing that little record button. I'm not giving it to you. I'm not giving you another no. I said it once.
I just didn't catch it.
Sorry.
I just didn't hear it. Like, my headphones cut out, right as you were saying that.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that again. But I think as a general rule, you should heat your meat.
That's good.
You should. That's what I'm saying. And listen, I have, like, experts backing me up on the text line. Are you naming it? Heat your meat? Are you naming the button? That's great.
What button?
You should heat your meat. Just add it to the arsenal. You should heat your meat. That's great.
All right.
You're welcome.
Well, with that.
Are you going to heat your meat? You better heat your meat.
I don't know.
You should heat your meat.
I mean, we had nurses rolling in going,
you
bacteria.
Should heat your meat.
Listen, I can't see the bacteria. Doesn't worry me.
If you can't see it, it's not there.
Doesn't worry me.
Okay. All right. You should heat your meat.
That's so funny.